very talented team, really good at skill positions, John. And I think that maybe if you'd talked to their coach, he was probably surprised at how well their quarterback played. Maybe not, but, you know, this was his first start. He's been he was their number three quarterback last year. And I thought he played extremely well. They did a great job with their passing game, especially the three-step, the short passing game, and you know, kind of kept us from getting too much pressure on him. Although we were able to put some pressure on him, and even when we did, it seemed like he still was able to get the ball off and complete it. So defensively, you know, they were big up front. They were able to put some pressure on our quarterback. We gave up a lot of sacks. I don't know what it was five or seven. There was quite a few sacks last night, and that really hurt us. And we had a tough time running the football against that front four as well.
When you talk about the sacks that you gave up, how much of that's on the offensive line? How much was that Blake Bowles maybe holding the ball a little bit too long in the backfield? I know you talked a little bit about that during the postgame.
Well, I think it was a combination, John. You know, when we watch film, like I said to you right before we came on, I've learned that it's never as bad as you think it is after you watch film, and it's never as good as you think it is after you watch film. But after watching the film, you know, it was a combination of things. There's a couple of times Blake held on to it too long, but there were several times where he got a lot of pressure in a hurry, and, you know, that's on our offensive line. And so, you know, those are some things we're going to have to improve on, and we're going to have to do a much better job of protecting the quarterback. And, you know, our receivers, for the most part, our receivers had a hard time getting open that last night, too, and that, you know, that puts pressure on your quarterback then as well.
Seemed like as a game where you're just looking for that one big play to maybe open the game up a little bit. It looked like maybe the start of the second half you might have got that with that return of the kickoff by Jordan Simmons. It had to be called back because of blocking the back, and then later going on fourth down where he made the drive down a little bit further and had a little bit of trouble with that snap. And it seemed like things like that just really kept you from getting the type of momentum you would have liked in that game.
We really that's exactly right, John. We just couldn't get a flow going. We couldn't get anything real positive. We'd get a little positive, and then we'd have a negative. I think in watching tape today, I think we had 61 snaps, and 16 of them were for negative yardage. And so when 1/4 of your plays are for negative yardage, that's not counting the turnovers and the penalties, then you're really in trouble. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, you know, we were in third and long, it seemed like every time we, you know, every third down was third and more than 10. And those are tough to convert, especially against a good team like Kingsville.
Hey, Kingsville offensively seemed to control the ball and had some long sustained drives, and obviously that puts some pressure on the defense, but does it put a little extra pressure on the offense when they finally get out on the field and feel like they maybe have to do something maybe a little bit quicker than what they would normally have to do there?
I think so, John. I think especially in the first half, we had some guys trying too hard to make plays, and instead of just going with the flow and keeping the tempo up, but knowing that, you know, it's going to take some time, and we just have to stay with it, and the big plays will come. And so they did a very good job of controlling the clock. They used the 40-second clock very well, especially once they got into the lead. You know, they'd let that thing run all the way down to 3-4 seconds before they'd snap the ball. And they were well coached and they were well prepared, and you have to give them a lot of credit for that.
And it seems like it's a program that's heading in the right direction. After having a few down years, it looks like Coach Atterbury's kind of got things going the way he wants down there.
Well, I would give him a lot of credit. I think he's done an excellent job. You know, not only did they play well on the field, but they were a good football team. They're good. You know, they were great competitors. There was a lot of good sportsmanship shown out there last night. I mean, a lot of respect, and you know, you really admire what a guy like that's done, because that program is, like you said, went through some down years and it didn't have a very good reputation for a time, and he's really changed all that.
Well, even when they had some good years, I know Northwest played them a couple times in the playoffs, but it seemed like they were a very talented team, but maybe not a disciplined team, and it seemed like you saw a lot of that discipline last night.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's kind of what I was getting at, is he's really brought discipline to that football team, and, you know, they're a team. When we played them, I know when we played them in 98, I don't think we've ever played against a better, you know, a more talented group on the football field and since I've been here than that group, but they weren't a disciplined team. And in 2004, they were a little bit that same way, very talented, but, a lot of individuals. And now they really played as a team. They really kept their composure. And, like I said, you really have to respect what he's done.
Had a few injuries last night on the defensive side of the ball. What type of factor did that play in the game last night?
Well, we lost Ryan Jones before the half. He's our number one corner. And then right after the half, we lost our other starting corner, Justin Welch, who I thought played a great ball game last night, gave us a great effort. But with those two guys out, that really put some pressure on us. And, of course, we went into the game without Adam Bondrack. And then early in the game, we lost DJ Nader, our redshirt freshman linebacker, who we expected to play a lot. So, it just seemed like we had some injuries at spots where we really couldn't afford to have injuries, and those did hurt us. But, if we're going to be a good football team, our depth has to step up and, make plays. And, we did all right with that last night, but we really did miss those two corners.
Well, one thing from my past history, that losing the first game of the season doesn't end the season at all, that some good things can still turn around and happen with a football team.
Well, that's, speaking of Hy-Vee, I was here this morning for breakfast with my family, and, a lot of people in the community say, that's all right, it's a good deal, because we know how to do this now. It means we're going back to the championship. Well, it isn't quite that easy, and I think the thing, John, obviously, yeah, we can bounce back. There's no doubt about that. But the thing that was disappointing last night, the last 2 years, in 2008 and 2009, both of those years with Abilene Christian, one side of the ball or the other was very inexperienced for us when we went into that game. In 2008, we had a whole new defense, and last year we had a whole new offense. Well, last night we didn't have that. We had an experienced, very experienced offense and a pretty experienced defense, and we just didn't play well, and that was the disappointing thing.
Now you've got a little bit of time off to prepare for your next game with Nebraska-Omaha due to the off week next Saturday. What type of things do you talk with the team between now and then to get them in the proper mind or the proper way you want to go into the next matchup?
Well, I think, there's good and bad in having 2 weeks off, John. The good part is, from a physical standpoint, I think it's going to help us definitely to get some guys healed up and to be able to hopefully go into UNO pretty much back at full strength physically. From a mental standpoint, it's a challenge, because the one thing that that's nice about playing every week is, if you have a bad week, you only have 7 days, and you can get that bad taste out of your mouth by going out and playing well. And we can't do that this week. We're going to have to live with that for 2 weeks. But maybe that's good. Maybe we need a little humility, and maybe we need to think about these things a little bit, get a little more of a sense of urgency. Those are the things that I think that that we have to look at, that this football team has to look at. We're also going to do some things to probably try to make it a little more competitive. We're going to do some things next week where we go ones on ones, and to get them into a little more of a competitive mode than waiting for that game on the 18th.
Is that you feel more of a factor than maybe just strictly X and O's, just trying to get the competitiveness in the right direction there?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of that, especially next week, because you don't want to spend too much time on game preparation. And so next week we'll do some game preparation. We'll have UNO plays tomorrow night, and we'll have their first game. We'll have that tape, and so we can study that, and we'll have an idea of what we're going to do, and we'll start putting in our game plan. But practices will be a little different. We have talked about that quite extensively this morning, that we're going to do some things to make it a little more competitive and to get a little more of a sense of urgency in practice from some of our older players.
Got Nebraska-Omaha coming up, and we'll talk much more about that as we get closer, but they're a team that a lot of people are expecting some good things out of this year.
Well, I think they're going to be a good football team. They gave us a good game last year, and they didn't have the freshman running back. They hadn't used him yet at that point, thank goodness. He had a great season after that, and I think he ended up being the freshman of the year in our conference. And they're going to be real solid. They've got quite a few people back. They've got some good receivers, some big time receivers, and you know, the big question mark I think for them offensively is their quarterback. And you know, they'll do a good job of having one of those young quarterbacks ready to go. So it'll be a real challenge for us.
Well, as you get ready for MIAA play, I guess looking at the way the rest of the conference is shaping up right now, not a huge surprise, but it looks like there's going to be some pretty tough teams around the conference this year.
Well, I think there's no doubt about that, John. You know, last week, seven of the conference teams played, and they all won. Last night, three of us played, and, you know, obviously we lost, and Central Missouri lost by one at Illinois State to a pretty good 1AA team. And so I think they're going to be real strong. Missouri Western obviously had a big win over Mesa State and scored a lot of points. So, yeah, I think, you know, every week's going to be a challenge, and we have 2 weeks to get ready for the first one and the start of the conference schedule.
Well, might talk just a little bit about the atmosphere last night before the game and really through the game, the good crowd on hand, and they were charged up for that one.
Well, we really did. You know, our students were great. Man, we had an unbelievable student crowd. That might have been as good a student crowd as we've ever had. And so that was fun to see. And, you know, the governor came, and unfortunately we didn't show him a whole lot. But, you know, that was quite an honor to have him there. And, you know, just it was a – as I told our kids afterwards, it was too bad that we wasted such a poor performance on such a great crowd.